Exodus chapter 21. Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and if she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go free, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. And if a man sell his daughter to be a maidservant, she shall not go out as the manservants do. If she does not please her master, who has betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her to a strange nation he shall have no power, seeing he has dealt deceitfully with her. And if he have betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her clothing, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. And if he does not do these three to her, then shall she go out free without money. He that strikes a man, so that he die, shall be surely put to death. And if a man does not lie in wait, but Yahweh deliver him into his hand, then I will appoint you a place where he shall run to. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor, to slay him with guile, you shall take him from my altar, that he may die. And he that strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And he that steals a man and sells him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that cursed his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together, and one strikes another with a stone or with a fist, and he does not die but keeps his bed, if he rise again and walks abroad upon his staff, then shall he that struck him be clear. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time, and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. And if a man strike his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall surely be punished. Notwithstanding, if he continues a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive, and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follows, he shall surely be punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. And if a man strikes the eye of his servant, or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he knocks out his man's servant's tooth, or his maid's servant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman, that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be rid of it. But if the ox were known to push with his horn in times past, as it has been testified to his owner, and he's not kept him in, but that he killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him, whether he have gored a son, or if gored a daughter, according to this judgment it shall be done to him. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit, and not cover it, and an ox or an ass falls into it, the owner of the pit shall make it good, and give money to the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurt another's, that he die, then they shall sell the live ox, and divide the money of it, and the dead ox also they shall divide. Or if it be known that the ox has used to push in the times past, and his owner has not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. End of chapter.